A 14-year-old Hawaiian monk seal is back in the water after a life-saving surgery to remove a fishing hook he swallowed. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released RE-74, also known as Benny, after a 2-week recovery period. More than a dozen NOAA staff members gather on a sandy beach near Barbers Point. They're welcoming back a familiar face to these South Shore waters, a monk seal named Benny. The team hoists the cage off the back of a truck, carrying the 400-pound Hawaiian monk seal to a patch of sand. Once on the ground, the door to the cage is lifted, and the group of scientists and volunteers cheer Benny on as he quickly hauls himself toward the water.
Wow, look at him go!
Wow, he's just going for it.
Yay!
It's been more than 2 weeks since Benny was last in the ocean. In early October, he was sighted off Makua Beach with fishing line hanging out of his mouth, a likely sign of an encounter with a hook, says Charles Littinen, lead researcher for NOAA's Hawaiian Monk Seal Program.
And so we grabbed him, put him in the cage, and brought him to the regional center where we work, and found that it was sort of our worst fears.
X-rays revealed a barbed circle fishing hook wedged deep within Benny's stomach wall. He immediately went into surgery and has spent the past couple weeks healing and bulking up on a steady diet of 10 pounds of fish per day.
Suturing all of that stuff up for an animal that's, you know, has to swim, it's a scary situation. These animals have amazing capacity to heal. If you can make it through the surgery, you're probably in a good place.
Littinen says there are about 10 to 11 seal hookings each year. Most of them occur on the mouth and can be removed easily on the beach. But with an increasing amount of hooked injuries, NOAA is urging fishermen to consider using barbless hooks.
If it's barbless, we can go, we can grab them, and the hook comes out relatively easily. But with the barbed hook, you're ensuring that more trauma is going to be done.
NOAA officials are asking nearshore fishermen to go barbless for the month of November. Kurt Kawamoto is with NOAA Fisheries and is also the project manager of the Barbless Circle Hook Project.
I do it myself, and that's why I can stand here and ask fishermen to try it. You know, I haven't lost a whole lot of fish. I mean, we lose fish on barbed hooks too, so to me it didn't make any difference at all in my catch rates.
But Littinen and others believe it will make a huge difference for monk seals like Benny, who's already been injured 5 times by fishing hooks.
Hopefully, we will not be seeing any more hooks from Benny, because I think 5 is 5 too many.
There are nearly 1,300 Hawaiian monk seals, with about 250 living in the main Hawaiian islands. Molly Solomon for HPR News.